This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. His name is Mark Joseph. He is the CEO of America Suppliers, trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AASL. Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
You know, tell us a little bit about Dollar Days. I understand that your business model, you guys do everything on the internet. And you guys are not doing, little numbers. You guys are a very growing company and been around.
Yeah, Dollar Days started back in 2001 because we felt that the internet was going to be the next channel distribution for wholesale and closeout products. You know, our customer base are the mom and pop stores who are surviving and thriving against the chains. You know, if you're a customer, you know, owned a store, where would you find goods? Well, you can go online. But you couldn't back then. So you go to trade shows, you know, and today going to trade shows is very expensive, even Vegas. I mean, you fly up there for a few days, stay at the hotels, you know, it's a big expense.
Absolutely.
10 years ago, most manufacturers could afford to send somebody into your office. They sit across the desk from you, they pull out their samples. But in today's world, with the cost of gas and expense accounts, that doesn't happen anymore. Most manufacturers and distributors send out catalogs, so you can buy off a catalog when it comes in. But again, if it's sitting on your desk for a couple weeks, you call in to buy something, how do you know it's still in stock? And more importantly, how do you know what new goods may have come in for that manufacturer? So we felt that the internet gave us a channel of distribution so that all these mom-and-pop small stores in small-town America would be able to survive and thrive against the chains that they're competing against. So we carry a little over 300,000 products, general merchandise kind of products. So if you walked into a Macy's or a Target or a Walmart, we carry all the categories of products you find in those kinds of stores. So our customers come onto our site, they buy whatever they want by the case, a minimum order is a case of any product, and then we ship them to them directly. So we've got a little over 3.5 million customers who have registered on our site. We average a little over 1,500 new customers a day joining us, a huge number. And then we have a little over 500 suppliers who drop ship by the case for us directly to our customers. So our number one customer base are the independent mom-and-pop businesses all around America. Our second largest customer base are nonprofit organizations, churches, and schools who buy our products to support their causes. You know, we just went through lots of hats and gloves and underwear and socks and toothpaste and toothbrushes. Now we're going through backpacks and school supplies and shorts and sandals and things like that for the summer. And so we've got a national contract with the Salvation Army. We have a national contract with the Gospel Rescue Missions, with all the Kiwanis clubs around the world, and about 12 other national organizations, because we help them save money as they're trying to help other people. So that's basically what we do.
Hey, Mark, if you would, could you give us your website address so we could get that out to the listeners?
Oh, sure. It's www.dollardays.com. So we've been dollardays.com. We've had the site again since 2001.
My guest today is Mark Joseph. He is the CEO of American Suppliers, trading under the ticker symbol AASL. Now, I noticed, you brought up a little bit of thing about nonprofit organizations. You guys do a lot with nonprofit organizations. So what does that involve on a day-to-day basis?
It's interesting that you asked that. You know, if you read the news today, when they talk about millennials, they want to be able to do business with a company that cares. Well, we found out that every generation wants to do business with a company that cares. You know, whether you're a baby boomer or X or Y, you know, it's just part of our nature. So, because we do so much with the nonprofit organizations around the country. We've got several different programs which we like to be able to give back. One is, we've got a Facebook page. And interestingly enough, we have 243,000 people following us on Facebook. Now, if you were a movie star, that's not a lot. But for a B2B kind of business, that's a lot of people that are following on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And so, what we do is every month we have another kind of a giveaway to an organization. It happens this month, we're giving away $5,000 worth of products to small businesses around the country. So we're asking our customers to nominate their favorite small businesses in their community and say, these guys deserve to win some products so that they can sell. So that was our contest this month. In the past, we've given away to teachers, we've given away to schools, we've given away to homeless shelters. And so we believe that this is just part of our being, is the nonprofits are a big part of our business, so we should be giving back in our own way. Another program that we have for nonprofits is we have a wish list, kind of like when you do a wedding registry or a gift registry. We are nonprofits, at no cost to them, can come into our site, pick out 25 different items that they really need, and we build a special page for them, a special site, and then they let their patrons know that to come to the site. And the nonprofits like it because now they have coming into them exactly what they need, socks, underwear, whatever they need, rather than somebody cleaning out their garage. And the patrons like it because now they can say, rather than I gave $50 to my church, I sent them a case of backpacks so they can put their hands around it. So it's another program that we have for all of our nonprofits to set up so they can get a wish list of what they actually need. A third program that we have for our nonprofits is on any one of our orders by anyone, they can designate 5% of their purchases for a nonprofit to come in and buy from us too. So we are able to let people who believe in supporting nonprofits to extend that by letting, whatever 5% of what they buy goes to a nonprofit of their choice. So that's our involvement and our caring of why we go after nonprofits.
Now that sounds like a great idea, and that's a great program. I'm going to have to get my church involved in that.
Now, absolutely, please.
I was just notified that you guys are announced as one of the three finalists on the B2B e-commerce marketer of the year by Internet Retailer Magazine, and you guys are going up against some big heavy hitters like Nordstrom's, Target, and Neiman Marcus, Home Depot's. I mean, why Dollar Days?
Well, what's interesting is in our particular category, there are three finalists that are in the B2B Marketer of the Year from around the world. One is a company called Sendova, and they do $3 billion in printing for businesses. And the other one is a company that does optics. They have 700 employees that put together these optics. And then there's a little Dollar Days, that they've got us as one of the finalists for the B2B. I think what has happened is because we've been around and because if you do a lot of searches, if you go into Google today, put in, say, wholesale backpacks, we pop up number one, or bulk flip-flops, you'll find Dollar Days is number one. I think because of our presence on the Internet, and because of our outreach to help those less fortunate, that the Internet Retailer, which is the backbone of the Internet business, I mean, they hold the biggest convention in the world for our Internet companies that we all go to, a lot of the ones that you just mentioned, plus all the providers on the Internet. They probably said to themselves, these guys really believe in helping others and helping build a business. So that's why I think we are one of the three finalists.
Awesome. My guest today is Mark Joseph. He is the CEO of America's Suppliers, trading under the ticker symbol AASL. In closing, Mark, is there anything that you want to cover that we haven't went over that you'd like to convey to my listeners?
If your listeners own a small business or they are related to a nonprofit organization, please have them check us out, because we know that our prices are the best, and we can help them stretch their dollars if they want to resell goods, help them make some margin, or if they want to help out the nonprofits in the area. Just go to our site at dollardays.com, and I'm sure we can provide something that they need.
Mark, thank you very much for coming on the show today. We'll check back with you in a couple of months to see how you're doing.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.